Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations on another winning weekend in pre-season. Quite a performance, 6-1. How was your afternoon on Sunday?
It was very hot again. I'm waiting for the day when the Manchester weather actually kicks in. No, the performance was brilliant. A very, very professional approach, like I say, especially with the conditions. It was absolutely sweltering, especially on the 3G. And the team stepped up to it. We're asking them for this relentless mindset on, you know, not shutting off for any moments in the game. And if we are getting in front, making sure we stay in front and we keep building on it. And we only conceded it in the last few minutes. And to be honest, the game should have been over, but we're not going to be too fussy about that. But yeah, all in all, the performance was strong all over the pitch.
Now, let's talk about some of the performances specifically on Sunday afternoon. Firstly, yeah. Player of the match went to Kate O'Gara.
Yeah.
Cracking player, scored so many vitally important goals in her time at FC United. What did you make of what you've seen so far from Katie?
Yeah, Katie's been outstanding. Specifically, we're asking a lot of her. The way we want to play in the brand of football we want to play, players of Kate's attributes are vital, really. And we've asked her to play out. I've left back at the moment and I've got a little battle on my hands with her, but two performances in the last two games from left back, she's been player of the match in both games.
At right back, I think I'm right in saying this, you had Corey Mather there and she scored as well.
Yeah, she did. She scored an absolute rocket. It was about 35 yards out. Similar ideology. I can't take the full praise for that. It's James that's been working with Corey at full back, but in all three pre-season games now, even the one before us, Corey's more or less played 90 minutes at right back in all three games. And she looks like she's played there for the 15 years she's played football. Yesterday, she significantly stood out, bombing forward, making sure he's always back and preventing the opposition. She's creating chances. And yesterday, scored an absolute wonder goal.
Chris Chambers obviously scored as well. We should mention the Twitter feed's been putting out some players who've been retained. Chris Chambers, obviously, vitally important as captain, but 100%. Also Cara Fields as well as vice-captain has been retained this week. I mean, how important are the established players like Chris Chambers, like Cara Fields and Kate O'Gara and Corey Mather?
100%. I mean, like you say, if we talk about Cara and Kirsty there, the more or less the core founders of the club, the captain and vice captain. You get different leadership skills from them both. They both lead by example in their own different ways. Cara's that voice on the field, the eyes and ears of it all, really, once they step over the line. And then you've got Kirsty, who got that moment, a magic in her, and she'll take the game by the scruff of the neck. And in fairness, Corey's goal probably outshone hers by about 10 yards, but Kirsty's was an absolute screamer, in fairness to her.
I was going to say, Kirsty Chambers scoring screamers, it's kind of,
I know,
what
it's pretty
expect.
Standard procedure, isn't it?
there's three other scorers who might not necessarily be known to FC United supporters. Ella Rigby, Holly Davenport and Sophie Diorio scoring as well. We've got Wivi Sharmatas this weekend in a pre-season friendly. I mean, you're starting to motor now, aren't you, it feels like?
Yeah, definitely. The three goal scorers you've mentioned there, two of them are 16 and one's 18. Wow. So we've got promising players coming through as well. Holly, we've signed from Man United 21s, ex-international youth player, an absolute powerhouse of a centre-forward. And as we adapt her into the senior setup, she'll probably play in the wide areas as well, which is good because we've got that versatility from her. Ellie Rigby, similar, bit younger. She was branded as the mini Messi coming through Man United RTC. So now it's exciting times ahead. And like I say, we've got to be careful with them because they are young players and we've got to make sure we embed them into the team properly and at the right times. But they're showing the talents very early on and it's making my job a bit easier, if I'm honest.
Yes, absolutely. Just to let everyone know, 2 o'clock kickoff on Sunday at Holyhedge Park with the Sharmatas against FC United. And speaking of fixtures, we've had the fixtures come out for the National League Division One North. What a way to start the season. Newcastle United at home on the 15th of August. Not bad.
No, unbelievable start, isn't it? And I think, like you say, our preparations focus for the 7th at home with in the cup game against Clapham, followed by probably even more important game, like you say, the first game of the season against Newcastle. And like I say, it's one of the biggest names in English football coming down to our place. And we've got to start that defence and build the fortress at home, ready for the season.
I can't wait. I can't wait. You mentioned the Clapham game there. I can't wait for that one, but especially can't wait for the Newcastle United match. It certainly, if pre-season's anything to go by so far, Tom, you're doing a cracking job. The squad's certainly settling together, isn't it, quite well. And is hoping for a good result this weekend against Wythenshawe.
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, we've got to keep experimenting, got to keep trying things out. If I told the FC fans Kate O'Gara would have been at left back the first two games, I might not have got the job, but it's paying off at the moment. We've got a lot to do. We're very happy with where we're at and how the players are responding to it, and roll on the 7th and the 15th.